This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. We're back. This is FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose, and I'm joined yet again, second time in a month, by the wonderful Pips Taylor.
It's me. I'm back. You couldn't get rid of me. I've basically been hibernating outside, and they've just let me back in.
Yeah. It actually nearly died out there.
It's
sorry
so
about that.
Cold, yeah. It's getting a bit nippy. It's even snowed today, mate. I think you took pity on me when it snowed.
Yeah, that was what it was. It wasn't due to your enormous amounts of talent and lovely northern accent. It was actually just northern. Because we felt sorry for you.
Yeah, I knew it.
How have you been, babe?
Good, thanks. How have you been?
Really well, very well. Although today really took me by surprise in terms of the coldness.
It snowed.
Yeah. I was in the shower, so I didn't really experience it.
Babe, you missed out. I had to do an Insta story and everything. I got well overexcited. There was like little tiny snippets of snow.
You and 800,000 million other people.
Yeah,
that
we were all like, oh my God, it's snowing.
Well, we can't help ourselves, can we?
I know. It doesn't happen often, does it? Come on. Give me the snow. Give me the white Christmas.
I mean, without fail, it happens once a year, Pips.
It doesn't always snow, though, does it?
It does.
No.
Every year.
It gets me, though, when you go down Oxford Circus and outside Bond Street Station, every year, without fail, they have a fake snow machine. And it gets me because you think it's real and then you're like, ugh.
100%. I've been
caught. It was real.
I've been caught in that. I actually had a friend who rang me and was like, oh my God, it's snowing last year. And I was like, no, it isn't, babe. It's fake snow. Sorry to break it to you.
That is totally bursting a bubble there.
I know. It's like I'm me ringing up a child and telling them that Santa isn't real, even though he is.
But he is.
He is. He is real.
He is. We still do stockings in our house.
So do I.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Anyway, we can't talk about Christmas
because it's
the last day of
November.
November today. So we'll just focus on that.
Okay.
Loads of big news we're going to chat about in music news and reviews today. Obviously, the Mobos last night. Plus, we've got loads of exciting stories. A Beyonce and Jay-Z story. We're going to talk a bit about the new Quantro that's come out. As you know, the Harriet Rose Show on FUBAR Radio loves Quantro.
Nice. I'm looking forward to hearing all about that.
It's actually incredible. I'm a big Quantro drinker, like a margarita. So
margarita.
I drink a lot of it. So we'll talk a little bit about that later. And we've got Negus coming in and Cherry V and a pre-rec I did with the lovely Girly, who we've been trying to get on the show for a little while, and she popped by to see us this week and it was really fun. We had a nice time. She got pink hair.
Nice.
So I was fangirling her hair a little bit.
We love a hair colour.
Well, it was just very nourished.
Oh,
which is
better.
Difficult to achieve when
nourished colour.
When you've bleached your hair, it's hard.
I would know.
The nourish. Well, I used to bleach mine as well, and that's why I stopped. Can't. Well, now my hair's grey, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, you see, I pay a lot of money to try and, you know, reach what you have, Harriet. This is all pinned on your gorgeous locks.
It's weird, actually, because I was looking at my hair today and I was like, because I've been going grey, for those who don't know, since I was 16. And it's so grey now. Oh, my God, the camera just moved.
The camera just moved in the studio. It just literally bounced. And
we need to explain something, right?
Okay.
So Pips... Right, firstly, Pips rang me the other day, and at the point she rang me, I was looking at her Facebook post. So that was weird.
Me again.
And then today, we were having a conversation where she said, "What's the Wi-Fi?" And I said, "No," she said, "Have you got Wi-Fi?" And I said, "Yeah, I mean, it's rubbish, but you can try and log in." And then my phone said, "Would you like to share your Wi-Fi code with Pips Taylor?" And I was like, that's creepy.
And
there's
also
a ghost. And now the camera has just jumped.
And also with the whole phone thing as well, my phone wasn't even unlocked. And I was trying to do it. I was trying to access the internet on my laptop. They are listening.
They are.
They
or there's
know.
A ghost, because that just the camera just freaked out.
I think we've got
a
poltergeist. We've got someone who's having a little bit of a...
It's either that or the camera has no interest in filming you, babe.
I think it's... What?
Hashtag no offence, but...
You've got to film me.
You can't...
Get really upset.
You can't talk to a camera like it's a person.
Yes, I can. Has it got a name? That's
Greg.
Why it's not filming me. Greg. Hey, Greg.
On that note, Greg, we are going to play some Paloma Faith.
Ooh.
Congratulations, Paloma, on her very first number one album.
Yes.
Which is huge, actually.
Number one album's like major.
Yeah, because it's a whole album.
Yeah, it's like all of your work is amazing.
Yeah. She's smashing it. I'm really proud of her. She really deserves it. She's worked very, very hard on this album. And she's just had a baby. So it's very difficult to be in the studio.
It's a comeback album and I love it.
Yes, it's very, very good. This is Guilty by Paloma Faith.
We'll be right back. said you believed in the fictional, then let everything slip away. I can't accept my fate. Thought the alternative looked so crystal clear. Drowning in muddy water, and I'm living in my worst fears. Begging you back through tears. You had this picture of me, and now I have shattered your dreams. I know the drill, and I know the truth, and it kills me. Yeah, I'm guilty. Don't come near me. The one thing I'm good at is messing up somebody else. Baby, I'm guilty of turning sweet love into poison. And I got the scars if you're talking about hurting yourself. Baby, I'm guilty as hell.
I sit here all alone, my defense is down, wishing I could be home, but I'm locked out and it's my fault. Grazes without its salt. Thought I would be okay without you and I. Now that I realize this was all just an awful lie. Take me back, I might die. You had this picture of me.
Enjoyed that a lot.
That is from her number one album, The Architect, which is out now. You should go and buy it. Keep it at number one.
Yeah.
That little baby needs, you know.
Needs feeding.
Needs feeding, needs clothes. No, big up Paloma. That's very, very exciting. Her recent number one. It must be so amazing when you get that accolade, because it's like one of those accolades you're like, it's like winning a Mercury, or there's those certain things that you get that it's just like you can never take that away from a person.
100%. And I think also you never know what's gonna make a number one album or a number one song. It's very much like you try and you like there's such a huge epic journey that comes with it, And that's what I love about it, is there's no way that, you know, she would have like made that expecting. You know what I mean? It's like no one ever does.
100%. I mean, you just assume some people assume everything they do is going to be a number one, and some people are the opposite and assume that every, you know, yeah, you just have no idea. And a lot of the singles that come out, like a lot recently, like I know Mabel was saying that she didn't know, she had no idea that Finders Keepers was going to kick off. I mean, off that EP,
done so well.
Off that EP, I wouldn't have picked it out, because I loved all of the songs, and I'm a big fan of Mabel for a long time. But
she's been in here, hasn't she?
She has. Yeah. I think we've interviewed her twice. Good. I want to say, but she's definitely been in the studio once. She's a lovely, lovely girl. Comes from a wicked musical family, and just very talented, and deserves all that she's getting, along with Steph London, who last night won Best Female at the Mobos.
Yeah,
let's talk about
her.
The Mobos. Yeah. Yes, because that was the first time you'd ever heard her, wasn't it?
It was. You played me her two weeks ago.
So, yeah, she won Best Female Act last night. She's also nominated for Brit's Critics' Choice alongside Mabel and Georgia Smith. Have you heard of Georgia Smith?
I have heard of Georgia Smith, yeah.
So she's... we're going to play a song of hers a little bit later. But she's another one. They're all just smashing it. It's very nice to see the girls.
The girl, yeah, that ruling that category.
All female lineup for the Brit's Critics' Choice is unbelievable.
That's
as
major.
Well. Because I don't... Who was the last woman to win Brit's Critics' Choice? Because I don't remember the last woman. I know Emily Sandé won it, but that was quite... That was like 4 years ago.
Florence, she was...
No, that was way
the year before.
I think Emily Sandé was the last person to win.
She's the last female.
I think
well,
so.
Let's check that.
Yeah, Abby, can you give a little Google for us? Yeah, so last night the Mobos, hosted by Maya Jama, which was sick. She's smashing
it.
And Marvin
well
Humes,
done.
Right?
Yes.
Of JLS.
Oh, yeah, JLS
of
greatness.
JLS fame. But yeah, let's have a little chat about that. So, best album. Stormzy took a lot of awards, understandably.
Well, I think it was expected.
Of course. He's a don. He got best male act, best album, and best grime act. But loads of lovely people won. Jay Huss won Best Song. He's a very nice person. I interviewed him at the Mercury Prize, and he's sweet as can be. Not at all what you'd expect. Best newcomer, Dave. Have you heard of Dave?
No, I haven't heard of Dave. So talk to me about Dave.
Dave is a very young chap. I think he's just turned maybe 20.
We love that. Young and successful.
Young and successful. He's shot to fame, you could say, because Drake remixed his song. So Drake jumped on the track and that went massive. And he's released an EP recently, which is really, really amazing. I think it's called Game Over. And my favourite song on it is actually called Game Over as well. But it's quite pseudo-political and he talks about very interesting stuff. But from a 20-year-old, I was very, very impressed.
He sounds impressive.
Well, it was just like, I can't talk succinctly about politics without boring myself and all of those around me. But I found listening to him, it wasn't just like he was saying that he's left wing or right wing or whatever. Mm. He was explaining exactly where he stands in the politics. And I don't know, if you can make that interesting, then you're clever in my books.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And get people to connect with it.
Yes.
Through the medium of music.
And you're 20.
And you're, yeah. I mean, hats off to him. Well done.
At 20, I was sitting in my pants eating cereal.
Best newcomer. Okay, good. Nice. Well done.
So, best R&B went to Craig David.
Craig Devido.
Yes. Damian Marley won the best reggae act, of course.
Massive fan of his as well.
Yeah. I think it looked like a good night. Cardi B was there. I'm surprised she didn't win anything.
Was she nominated, though?
Well, she will have been. She wouldn't have gone if she wasn't nominated, I would assume.
I don't know.
Who knows? So, Mobos, congratulations. Another big year. Went out on Channel 5 from 11 p.m. So it was on live TV. And yeah, very exciting.
Lots of great pictures.
You're really confusing
as well.
Me because you're taking control of my screen.
Oh,
and I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God.
I didn't realise I'd taken control. Is it that easy?
No, tell you what, it's like this room is...
I won't touch it, I promise.
No, I thought it was haunted. So
it
I was like
haunted.
Freaked. I think you're haunted.
I'm probably haunted.
I think maybe you're actually haunted.
Should we try it?
I think we should do a Ouija board.
Oh, God.
But before we do that, I want you to tell me all about your fantastic last few weeks. You went to Malta and you became a successful gamer.
Well, not quite.
Not literally, but...
Not literally. So I was in Malta last week. Mm-hmm. For a job called the Sigma, which is basically like an iGaming summit. So it's all about the world of iGaming. Mm-hmm. And it was actually really interesting. So
do you want to tell us what iGaming is? Because I don't know what that is.
It's basically, it's mobile phone gaming. It's gaming on your mobile phone. And there's also an element of gambling as well. So it's kind of, you know, that's what is under the umbrella of iGaming. So there's actually lots of really interesting talks. I was basically the face of Sigma TV and like doing all the interviews. So I had like 4 days of back-to-back interviews, which was really like fascinating, and also an area that I've kind of had my eye on and I'm interested in, but I, you know, now I would consider myself a fully fledged experto.
Oh, well, did you play any games when you were there?
Yeah, a few games in like VR, when you can do VR, like virtual reality iGaming, and there's one called Cleopatra, and it's kind of like you use your, it's kind of crazy because you don't have any controllers, so you use your, the way where you look within the virtual, you're shaking, she's shaking her head at me.
No, that sounds horrible.
It's instinctive, so no. If you see somewhere you want to go and then it takes you there.
This is clearly why you've come into the studio and everything's breaking, because you've let your mind go into the eye game. Your mind's been taken over by the eye game.
They've got into me. Is this virtual?
I don't know
is
if you're a real person.
Am I
now?
A real Oh my God. I am a real
Somebody girl. Come and save me. I'm a bit scared by Pip Taylor.
Don't freak out. It's going to be fine. Anyway, so that was really fun. And I also learned all about bitcoins and cryptocurrencies and new ways of paying for things online. It's really interesting.
So you've had an exciting week.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it was really nice weather, but, you know, for the 1 minute that I was outside every day, didn't really get to feel that 18 degree sunshine. However, that's just what life is like on the road, isn't it?
And now you're back here in -5.
I'm not. Yeah, it's freezing. Yeah. But it's nice. Again, like, you know, thinking about the snow today, I love being wrapped up warm in winter. It's when the wind gets you through your coat. That's mm-hmm. when I'm like...
When you've got as much hair as me on your head as well, it's very stressful having wind.
Yeah. That sounds weird. I mean, we just need to get you multiple hats.
I don't love a hat, I'll be honest. So I much prefer to just, like, completely cover my face in hair so I can't see anything. A bit like Cousin It.
That is quite a good look for you, actually.
That's how I look in the winter.
I actually prefer it if you just maybe... Could you just do that now?
Covered my head.
Yeah.
So back to a little bit of music news and reviews. Yes. Jay-Z and Beyonce have hinted that there's an album, the joint album that exists between them that's been made. It was made during the releases of 444 and Lemonade, which is their last two albums. Mm. Do we think it's going to be released, or do we think that they're just going to never release it? Because it's one of those things that, you know, because last time you were on the show, I obviously made my wild accusation that Destiny's Child
are going to be back for more.
So maybe it's not Destiny's Child, maybe it's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
So you're just going to change your mind?
No, I'm allowed to discuss.
Okay.
Well,
I will discuss. I think that with this, I think they're testing the water. Will they actually do it? I think they just want to see what the reaction is.
No, I don't think they care about reaction. Like, I think they're that big that it doesn't... I think they know that everyone wants it.
I mean, what's it going to sound like?
Well, all I'm saying is that NERD said in 2014 that they had an album coming, and it's only just come.
That's 4 years.
That's what I'm saying. So
they've just been sitting on it, hatching it.
But this is what I'm saying. I don't know whether Jay-Z and Beyonce will put this out anytime soon. Maybe it's going to be like a year. Maybe it's going to be on Christmas Day.
Oh,
you can just never know with them, because they're so big. When artists is that big, they can put an album out whenever they want. Like Frank Ocean did it, Kendrick Lamar did it, Beyonce's done it before. You just drop an album without giving any lead up. You just drop the album.
They just go, boom.
Yeah.
Here it is.
And it's difficult to do that and have it be successful.
Unless you're that big, as you say.
Yeah. But even I've seen some big people do that, and it doesn't work out
like
so well. Well, I say this. I think in the UK, Taylor Swift's album didn't have much of a run-up, and I haven't heard that much about it. When it first came out, there was a lot of chat about the videos and stuff, but it's definitely... I have followed Taylor Swift, and I'm a fan of Taylor Swift for a long time, but this album has had the least hype for me in terms of the media that I've ever seen in the UK. So, and she sort of dropped that out of nowhere as well. It kind of had a pre-warning. But
we knew it was going to be in November, because that's when she releases all of her music.
Yeah, but it was more like, I just think out of all of her albums, this has had the least hype of it.
Mm. Maybe it's the slow burner. Maybe it's
No, I think it's done. No, it's already done really well. It has done really well. But I just think in terms of the media, it's had the least hype.
Okay.
But we'll see, I guess. I hope that Jay-Z and Beyonce bring out this album.
I'm really curious as to what it's going to sound like.
It will be sick.
Do you think?
Well, imagine Crazy in Love times 11.
This is true. But then also, you know, in light of what he admitted to today, can we talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, it says he has admitted to infidelity.
He did an interview where he was speaking about it all, and he said that he became very depressed, and I don't know if you use the word depressed, but he became very unhappy, and he became sort of self-hating, and then therefore hating those around him, and decided he was like had a weird thing with not a weird thing with women, but like he started to hate everyone around him, and that therefore meant he hated women, and therefore which led to infidelity. He didn't say I had sex with someone. He said infidelity, which could be anything.
It could, but it's kind of enough to sort of.
And also, we've heard songs where he says that he did have sex with other people.
And we've heard songs where it's Becky with the.
Yeah. Becky well, they've both done it now because I think it happened like 3 or 4 years ago, so they've sort of got it. Well,
I'm assuming, got over it.
I think, well, I love that we all make wild accusations about other people's personal lives, but I just love to do it.
Yeah. Well, also, what else will we talk about?
Exactly. Well, I tell you what we talk about, a possible collaboration between two of the strangest collaborations, but not really, Ed Sheeran and Cardi B.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, this I have not heard about. You need to tell me about this.
So they've been spotted hanging out together. They had a little Instagram picture together. And every time that happens, everyone just assumes that they've either made a baby or they've made a song. Well, and I'm assuming they probably made a song because she's engaged and he's got a girlfriend.
And yeah, so it's studio love, studio vibes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously he's delved into grime recently, and Ed Sheeran's background is hip hop anyway. Mm. So I think whatever they could have created together would be sick. But it might be that he's written a song for her because he does obviously, of course, write songs for many people.
He does love putting pen to paper for others. Mm. Very considerate.
Did you know that he wrote the Justin Bieber song, now I can't remember what it's called, the slow one where he's like
Love Yourself.
I think that is such a good song. I think that's probably one song that he's like, I should have kept that.
Yeah, but the Biebs.
Oh yeah, obviously Biebs smashed it, but if I was Ed Sheeran, I'd be like, oh, I wish I had sang that myself.
Sure, but I think it's cooler in many ways to then have a writing credit and be like, oh, probably was
also
involved in that.
Also, how do people write songs?
I don't know, we should probably give it a whirl.
Absolutely not, no? Pips. Absolutely sure. Not. Stick to what you know, hon.
Just giving us some.
You're like, oh, I'm going to go into gaming now. I'm going to go into writing songs.
I'm definitely not going to go into gaming.
Just to reiterate, I am not going into gaming. I will not be a gamer.
For the record.
Very exciting day today, Pips.
Talk to me about it. Why?
It is the 15th anniversary of Girls Aloud today. That's
Sound
right.
Of the underground.
Exactly. We're going to play that later as a special treat.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. You're spoiling me.
I can't help
it. Not even December.
I know, and it's not even a new music track, so everybody is really getting a treat with that. So, firstly, I'd like to know what your favourite Girls Aloud song is.
Oh, my goodness. You put me on the spot there. Well, probably Sound of the Underground.
But that's the thing, is mine is also Sound of the Underground, which sounds like you've got some of the other ones here, The Promise,
no.
Call the Shots. I do like The Promise, but it's slow.
Yeah, I prefer their sort of jazzy, dancey ones.
Well, this was their first ever release. And did you know that it was actually originally meant for Samantha Mumba?
I didn't know that. Oh, there's Love Machine. I like Love Machine as well.
I'm just a love machine. Who's your favourite member of Girls Aloud?
I mean, obviously it's Cheryl.
Shezza.
Yeah, I also really like Nicola Hughes.
Yes, I've once been to Sarah Harding's house.
Oh, yep.
As a runner. I was a runner. I was not her friend. Although I would be her friend. I'm not saying I wouldn't be her friend.
Call Harriet.
Yeah, call me babes.
Call her to hang out.
But I once went to her house. That's my only claim to fame with Girls Aloud.
And then there's Nadine and...
Nicola, I love.
Nicola's cool.
Nicola's cool.
She's turned into a fashion muse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like
that. She's cool. She's cool. She's got cool hair.
Yeah.
So they're all pretty cool, is what we're saying, I think.
I think, well, good on Girls Aloud 15 years. Let's get back in the studio and give us some tunes.
Don't think that's going to happen, babe.
No?
No. Pretty sure that ship has sailed.
One day?
No.
Do you not think?
No.
I definitely think it will happen one day.
I don't. I don't think Cheryl will
just Cheryl
be involved in any way.
Cheryl
Payne. That's her name.
It's right.
She's married to Liam Payne.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And she's got a baby with him. That all happened very fast. I'd sort of forgotten about that.
I know, it was just like blink and you missed it.
Cheryl Tweedy, Cheryl Cole, Cheryl Payne. Because she was Cheryl on her own before she was Cheryl Payne. Now she's Cheryl Payne. Look at that.
But is she creating music under Cheryl Payne or just Cheryl?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just what she gets on her gas bill. Do know what I mean?
Has she definitely changed her name, though?
I don't know, babe. I'm not her best friend.
Well, should we... Do you want
to... Oh, they're not married.
They're not married.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. So her gas bill probably will still be just Cheryl, one singular name, like Madonna.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine changing your name by default to just one name.
It would be quite cool. What would you change yours to?
I would change mine to Aubergine.
So your one name of choice for life would be Aubergine.
Well, what I judged that on was, what is the first thing that comes into your head? Stephen Leng actually has tweeted who the lovely Stephen Leng, who's coming in next for his show, is fact-checking me live on air. Thanks, Stephen, massive asshole.
Thanks, Stephen, for clarifying that piece of information.
No, I love you, Stephen Leng, and he is the one for Hot Goss.
Is he?
So you should tune into his show after this with Lizzie Cundy, because they know.
They know.
They've got their
at.
Finger on the pulse
of celebrities.
Of Liam Payne and Cheryl's marriage that hasn't happened. Anyway, Cheryl Cole, thanks for the memes. And also Girls Aloud. Shall we play some Girls Aloud?
Yeah, why not?
Do you want to? I think we should. Okay.
15 years.
15 years is a long time.
Also, if they're listening, it might inspire them.
I think they're all probably individually at home listening.
Of course they are. Tucked up on the sofa.
Or maybe they got together and they thought, let's just pop on Harriet Rose and Pips Taylor on Foo Bar Radio and have a listen.
I wonder what other people, what else would they be doing?
Right, I don't think there is. I can't think of any other thing that I would be doing if I was in Girls Aloud. This is Sound of the Underground. Not a new music hit today. We are going back 15 years in time to their first ever single, Girls Aloud, We Love You.
Sound I, it's a sound I, it's a sound I, it's a sound I. Sound of the underground, beat of the jungle, drowning in a river, into the ocean.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
All right, let's tell the truth. It's My Stiggy alongside
Santa Sharon.
So shout out to Ty. That was Ty right there. You heard a track called Brixton.
The one.
It reminds me of, you know, when you had to go shopping with your mum.
Yeah, no.
Those are the worst times, man. I used to go from west all the way to south to Brixton. Ooh, why are we going all the way to Brixton, man? Oh, the fish.
Yeah.
She wants the fish, the chicken. Yeah. Everything's cheaper.
But I remember it's the closest thing I ever had to a holiday. So
I was like seven.
Yeah. And I remember telling people I was on holiday. Yeah. Like when I got back, and then I was like, "Where are you?" And then I found out it was only Brixton.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 PM.
Back FUBAR Radio.
Oh, FUBAR. Oh, sorry, I just interrupted FUBAR Radio there.
Back on FUBAR Radio, Cherry V joins us in the studio. How are you doing, babe?
Hi, I'm good. Happy to be here, man. How are you guys doing?
Very well. We're
good.
We were just saying how impressed we are with your looking so good, despite the fact it's minus 82.
Thank you. It's so hard to be like, I don't know, trendy and vibesy when it's cold.
You've got it. And for those that can't see, the most amazing gold boots. So yeah. 10 out of 10.
Oh, let's get the gold boots in.
Get them in. Yep,
she's getting
them out.
She's absolutely
get them out. Yes.
What dexterity you've got there, babe.
She is flexible.
I really, really like your new single. This is coming from your debut album, which is coming out next year, Brown Eyed Soul.
Yeah.
It's Things You Do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a really sexy voice in it. Sounds gorgeous. But the track itself, I just really enjoyed listening to it. And I love your chat about it, because you were like, well, amongst other things, it's kind of about the fact that you're a lightweight. And that's
complete
what I
lightweight.
That's what I picked up on out of everything. I was like, I'm just going to talk to her about how many drinks it takes Cherry V to get drunk. So when you say lightweight, what is like serious like lightweight?
Babe, like if we're, it depends what the drink is. Like if we're talking wine, three glasses max.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Talking spirits, we're talking like two and a half.
Okay.
Don't get involved in shots because it is a car crash.
I am with you on the shots.
It's so like, it's not happening. Cocktails, maybe two. Like, I've got like a 2-3 maximum.
What about, this is an interesting one. What about beer?
Or
lager?
Know.
Have you ever, or cider? Have you ever drunk a pint of cider or beer?
I can do cider, but it just makes me like, you know, cider sometimes makes you feel like really bloated.
So it's
like,
it 100%
does.
Yeah. Cider's not for me.
So I can do cider, but maybe like half and half, or like beer half and half, like shandy.
Okay, okay.
So on a summer's day.
Shandy's good,
so
if you're
like,
lightweight.
It's like 85% lightweight then. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was 100%. Because obviously those, I mean, I don't think that's that bad, but what I find interesting about that is that I could be gone after two large glasses of wine, but I could have 17 glasses of Prosecco and I'm still fine.
Really?
That's the bubbles. What you think.
Exposure. The bubbles, that's it. If
no,
get
I'm into
bubbles
it.
Involved, oh no, I'm, go straight to the head.
I'm into that. So what is your tipple of choice?
I like amaretto, Disaronno.
On the rocks.
No. Disaronno and like maybe a ginger beer or pineapple juice. Yeah. And I love dark rum and ginger beer, like a dark and stormy.
That's good.
Cocktail, I do like P.S. Martini. I don't know if I can say it online.
Porn star, you can say all the swears on this show.
Wicked. Yeah, so, I love porn star.
Also, porn star, as far as I know, isn't the swear word, but...
Yeah. I was just trying to be PC.
You're
it, like.
So good. Say it, go on. Shout porn star.
Porn star Martini!
Yes.
Love that cocktail.
Cherry V, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get Cherry V down to the pub immediately.
Also, Cherry, the way Cherry is spelt makes me your name.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry V could be a cocktail. That the way your name's spelt, it could be like a really sexy, like sweet, nice cocktail.
I like how you think. I like.
Yeah? Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit of a vibe. I think we could get something involved in it. Sweet. Strong.
I'm just thinking, when you release the album, potentially a Brown Eyed Soul drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Potentially a Cherry V drink.
Yeah.
And potentially a Things You Do drink doesn't work so well, but
it's also on the lines of, if you were going to have a Cherry V cocktail, what would be in it?
Cherry V.
You know,
Cherry
what?
And Vimto.
Cheeky Vimto.
I like that. Definitely something to do like liqueurish, not fizzy, but like
berry.
something similar to like a short strong martini. Something like that would be like a vibe for me, maybe.
Well, talking of vibes, this song is a massive vibe and I really like it. And other than it being about you being a little bit of a lightweight, it's also sort of about love and other important subjects. So do you want to talk us a bit through the track and what it means to you?
Yeah, just Things You Do is just basically about me relating my, I don't know, alcohol intake to... me just kind of like being easily swayed when it comes to like affection and just nice things. So yeah, like I spoke about like little bits about martini and like things like how many sips does it take until, you know, I can get. So just a nice little bit of love and affection and good vibes and, you know.
And then how many it takes for you to...
I'm putty.
And you go a little bit too far and then you realise this is my amount of alcohol I can drink.
Yeah, this that's is the amount, yeah.
So it's 2 porn star martinis is what we're saying.
Yeah, that's about it.
And that comes with like a shot of Prosecco as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you put the Prosecco in or do you drink it separately?
I put it in.
Mm, I put it in too.
Interesting.
Yeah, because the shot thing just kind of like makes me feel a bit scared. Like, yeah. Oh,
I shot it.
Do you?
Of course you do.
Well, I used to be a cocktail waitress and apparently it's a palate cleanser, although it's definitely not. Because Prosecco is basically sugar.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a lovely cocktail.
Delicious.
Tell us a little bit about the album. How does this track fit into the album? Is it going to be a narrative or is it just loads of different thoughts, emotions and situations that have happened to you sort of compiled into one?
Yeah, it's a lot. I think I always call myself like an emotive writer. I find it hard to kind of like write about things that I don't relate to or that are really like outside of my character. So everything really comes from me. And it's funny because we had so many discussions about the album and stuff, but then I decided that I kind of wanted to do like a trilogy project. So I'm kind of more stemming towards like having like two or three EPs out next year. Brown Eyed Soul 1.0, Brown Eyed Soul 2.0 or whatever, just because I wanted the music to be like really consistent and just like kind of like in your face kind of vibe. So definitely very autobiographical, is that the way you say it?
Yes, it is.
And emotive, but there's a little bit of fun splashes in there as well because I don't want to be moaning and draining and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Has anyone that you know ever come to potentially a previous partner or a friend and been like, is that song about me? Yeah.
Yes.
Because on the one end, yeah. On the one end, you'd be like, oh, this song's about me. On the other end, it's like, all right, love, might not be about you, okay?
But you think that song is about you.
Don't you? Don't you?
Yeah, it's definitely happened.
Yeah?
Definitely
and
happened.
And what did you say? Yeah. Did you lie or did you tell the truth?
I'm quite honest. But I think sometimes it's hard. If it is about somebody in particular, it's hard not to. It's hard for you to not know if it's about you because I'm quite descriptive.
You're just like basically saying everything about that person except their name.
Well, if I'm like, maybe that day you wore a yellow shirt, I might say it in the record. And I was like, what? Yellow shirt from where? But that person knows.
Yeah.
I'm talking about them. But yeah, so sometimes it's kind of like really bait and kind of obvious, but it's just something that I just can't really help. So it has come up. The conversation has come up a few times and I have been honest, quite honest about it.
Did the person in the yellow shirt confront you and say... what's going on here?
How dare you? Well, it's a bit more of a laugh, isn't it? Like, okay, really? Okay, cool. Really, babe?
Because
okay.
Also, it's quite a compliment, I think. Mm-hmm. I would love someone to write a song about me.
If it was positive or negative?
Well, if they were like, she's a horrible bitch. And the song was called Horrible Bitch, then maybe not. But if the song was about like a relationship that I'd had where we'd broken, I don't know. I think I'd be into it.
Mm.
I've never done anything really bad to anyone though. So I think maybe that's why I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. I would be crushed, I think. I would
do
be.
Do you?
Yeah, 100%. Just because I think I know the emotion that comes along with writing a song and like, you know, how emotionally charged you have to be to kind of put that down on wax and be like,
to care enough.
This is what I'm giving to the world. So if it was something about me that was negative, I think I'd be a bit like...
Also, that's probably why you write songs and I don't.
Because it would be called You're a Horrible Bitch.
Yeah.
And B.
Yeah. I just think I would be a bit like... I'm just thinking about the fact that I'd be in a song rather than the fact that it'd be anything about me. I'd just be like, oh, guys, that's about me. And everyone's like, yeah, it's a really horrible song. Like, it's a bit like the guy who is the song, the Adele song, and everyone's like, you're a stupid idiot. Whoa. Look how rich she is now.
Kicking yourself. Like,
and also stunningly beautiful, amazing woman.
Yeah. And the visuals. And I think when you see a visual as well, like, oh, and you know it's about you, it's just like, where do you hide? Where do you actually hide the whole world? You just feel like the whole world knows.
Exactly. But also, what does that feel like? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, how does that guy live day to day knowing that That song is literally about him.
And also, there's a few of, because I've followed her since the beginning, and there's a few songs where she's like serious. Same as Lily Allen, that she goes even deeper. Like she's like, you can't get an erection. Like,
this, whoa,
yeah. She goes deep on her stuff. But anyway,
very deep.
On that note, do you find it difficult then to put these songs out and put them into your album and put them into the public eye because you know that there's a chance someone might ring you up and say, Cherry, I know that song's about me.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it can gag you a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of like the writing process, like sometimes I would just sit down literally at the desk and just like spew everything out, and then I'll read it back and I'll be like, whoa, really, babe? Are we actually going to go there today? Are we going to do that? Like, because I've done it in the past and it's had like, you know, quite intense repercussions. So sometimes I have to think twice about it.
What's the process? So if say, for example, you're putting a load of, you're putting your lyrics down and you do take it to that point, how long do you sort of sit with it to sort of know whether or not you're going to go there completely, or do you strip it back?
I never strip anything back. So I'm just like, if I'm kind of comfortable with it and I'm over it, and I can move past it and just let that be the emotion for that snapshot of that time, then cool. But if it's still very raw and kind of relevant, and you know, about someone who's really close to me and still very much in my circle, then sometimes I might just have to say, let's hold that back for a little bit because it's not really appropriate right now.
Yeah, because you can always hold it back for like 5 years and then be like, babe, it's not about you. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
that was last week.
That's
about
the escape. That's yeah. a, no, that was I wrote that like 10 years ago. No,
honestly,
babe,
babe,
you mean? No.
Seriously,
yeah, it's so bad. But it's therapy, isn't it? It's
like also
therapy.
Turn it around on them and be like, "What makes you think I'll be writing about you?"
You
then?
Exactly.
So you've collaborated with the likes of Lethal Bizzle, Wiley, Jessie J. You've had a lot of fun with other artists. Who would you say was your favourite? Firstly, always the best question.
Favourite to work with?
Yeah.
I had so much fun with Lethal, even though we had done a few like vibes and ideas that we had, and then obviously he chose one to be released. So yeah, I think he's just got so much character. I don't know if you saw the Mobos last night when he just came and just like plugged his fragrance.
Bizzle's been on the show before. Love him.
Yeah, like, he's so cool, man.
He's cool. He's funny.
Yeah.
He can take the piss out of himself. He can take the piss out of other people. And I think that is the key to life. You can take the piss out of yourself.
Yeah.
And you can have a good time. And you can also be like, you know, like that thing where he played Wireless instead of Wiley. And he was like, yeah, I got paid. I asked him for this amount of money. And I was like, that is so
hilarious.
Funny.
And so open about it as well. Like,
but it's funny.
Yeah. Because
like, he was like, I won't get out of bed until you give me this. And they were like, yeah, okay.
So
and
real.
They actually said, yeah, fine.
Of course they did. Of course they did. He's a massive artist, and Wiley's just been like, yeah, sorry guys, I can't make it.
Yeah.
But what does he smell like?
I have never smelt the dent fragrance.
I went to the actual release party and everything. It's so nice. You know what? I don't know. I should ask a question if it's unisex or whatever, but I wear it mixed with something else as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I mix it with like an oud or something and I put that on top and like, nice. It's really nice.
From what I see on his socials, it sells out every time it gets stock in.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really, because you know, sometimes people like do like a fragrance and you're like, it smells a bit musky.
Yeah.
Or it's strong.
Yeah.
But that one smells really, really nice.
Or if it's a girl, it smells like absolute sicky sweet.
Yeah. So what is that?
Sweet and floral.
Just basically Britney Spears perfume 1 to 10 has just always been different variants of like lollipops.
Yeah. Do you not like Britney Spears?
Oh, I love Britney Spears. No,
the
fragrance.
Her perfumes.
I like the blue one.
I've not smelled
Midnight Fantasy. Midnight Fantasies, that's the one that I like.
I really like sweet things.
Right, right.
But too sweet, and it's like the other spectrum of sweet.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
What's your favourite fragrance?
Nina by Nina Ricci.
Ooh, interesting.
Which is the apple one,
which
right?
Which is like quite a fairly cheap, like sweet perfume. I just like it.
Yeah.
I like the sweetness on that. I'm musky and musky.
What's your
musky
favourite one?
Dior Addict. I've worn it for 17 years.
Wow.
Can't change
what
it.
What about you?
I like Coco Mademoiselle Chanel.
Nice.
And I love
Classy
like
lady.
Gucci Oud
she is.
As well.
And Dench by Lethal Bizzle.
With a little bit of Dench on top.
little spritz of Lethal Bizzle on top.
I like mixing. I might mix
it. I like unisex perfumes.
Yeah. I think, you know what? One that's always been a winner, and my mum used to wear it, CK1 was always been.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fresh.
Takes you back.
Every day. Yeah.
Like, I used to wear Cool Water by Davidoff. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you?
That one's super fresh as well.
Yeah.
Really, really nice, that one.
Yeah.
Jean-Paul Gaultier, the one with the female bottle. That was really nice as well.
That's what I find interesting is I don't think you can say if a bottle of perfume is £10 or if it's £250.
Yeah.
I don't
What's the difference?
Yeah, like I think obviously there's smells that you like and there's smells that you don't like. So if you can find a perfume like I have that is £40 for a massive bottle, then you're winning.
Yeah. Winner chicken and dinner.
The only thing, the only difference I think it is, it's like the I always say this wrong, like the eau de toilette and the eau de parfum.
Oh yeah, yeah, it makes a big
difference.
That's
the only difference, isn't it? Really, because the eau de parfum just lasts like forever.
It's stronger.
But I'm one of those people that pumps and pumps. Yeah, I'm literally like, it's quite sickening. But then by the end of the day, you can still smell me from 6 miles away.
Do you carry in your bag or leave it at home?
I have a rollerball that I have in my bag.
Hello.
That came free with the, like a Christmas box.
Hello.
I love the organisation on that.
Thank you very much.
And it is. Yeah. And on it.
And in the armpits.
But do always. People put it behind your... Do you put it behind your ears?
I do.
Put perfume behind my ears.
It's because that's where you... the smell releases or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Always on my neck.
Yeah. Really? Neck is neck.
As well.
Because that's, you know why neck is? Because it's supposed to be that when somebody goes to nuzzle your neck, they're like, oh my God, you smell so good. And then they kiss you and then they go,
you taste like perfume.
Yeah. you played the Mobos warm up party. How was that?
Oh, it was really good. It was so manic though. There were so many acts on, but so many dope acts as well. So it was so nice to kind of like be involved in the event, even though it wasn't like the main show.
Yeah, but it's a huge accolade to perform with those guys.
Yeah.
So who else was playing?
Mac Lowry was playing.
Sick.
Rachel Kerr was playing.
So it was a full sort of like night of great music, basically.
Yeah, there was a lot going on, a lot of acts, and then Craig David won Best R&B Soul, and a few other people. I can't remember all the winners that night, but yeah, it was a really nice evening, really nice dinner,
love
really
a free
classy.
Dinner.
Yeah,
obviously
lovely. Yeah, it was really nice. So.
Doesn't food taste so much better when it's free?
Yeah, it's like it has a different, like, it's got a little bit of extra season on it or something.
You're like I'll finish this.
I see the trick, yeah. I see the trick.
Don't leave that last chip.
Or on the flip side, you're like, I can leave this because I haven't even paid for it. Whereas when you pay for it, you're like, I will eat every single bit of this.
Put your head on the table. I want it. Don't take it away. I'm not finished.
So tell me, what's coming up for the rest of the year? Obviously, this is the last day of November, so we're winding down now, right?
Yeah.
Right, guys?
Right, winding down for the C word.
We are, yeah. So I'm just kind of like preparing for next year. I've got like a couple of visuals to shoot that are going to come out in January. I've got like I've done a little challenge online. Like Krypton Conan had like a for me challenge going on, and I done that. And I'm thinking about dropping the full record of that. I haven't actually said this to anyone yet.
Ooh,
so
exclusive.
Oh yeah. I'm thinking of dropping that tomorrow. So yeah, just kind of like prepping for next year and just like getting all the ducks in a row, really.
So Brown Eyed Soul was originally going to be a full album, yeah, but now you're going to do it in two EPs, is that right?
Well, like two or three I want to do a trilogy project.
So you want a Star Wars this
so just want to be like hitting them in 2018.
Sick.
Yeah, 2018.
So next year's your year then?
Well, it'll be an interesting year. I'm never that person that's going to be like, next year is my year. But I just know I'm just gonna go hard next
You're gonna
year.
Do your thing and you're gonna enjoy yourself and you're gonna work
yeah.
work yourself silly.
And enjoy it. That's enjoy putting important. Out consistent music, yeah.
And what would you say is the highlight of 2017 for you?
I think my previous single, Leave Me Be, was a highlight. Like it was playlisted on MTV Bass and it was like I got so many messages and followers from that just because of the message in it, and it was really honest and stuff and really heartfelt. So I think that was a big highlight for me this year. Leave Me Be was so yeah, I'm just kind of like looking forward to more highlights next year.
Well, we're looking forward to more music.
Yes, I cannot wait.
And some visuals as well, which would be exciting.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. So make sure you keep in touch and maybe come back into the studio next year.
I'll be back
when you're Steven Spielberging three EPs.
Hello,
all over us. We're going to play a little bit of music now. Your music, by the way, just to make that clear.
Thank you.
Things you do, if you could introduce it for us.
Hey, this is Cherry V on FUBAR Radio, and this is my new single, Things You Do.
Give me no chaser. Only when I wanna my taste buds. And no, I know it don't take much. And no, I know I don't pay for, baby. And now you're my favorite chemical reaction maker. And no, I know it don't take much. And no, I know I don't pay for it. I'm lying, trust on your love. give me that CC me. And no, no, I know I can't take much. And no, no, I know I don't break much. I need refill but go easy. Spin off my head, top queasy. And no, no, I know I can't take much. So go slow, I know, I know where. And now I'm lying. Knock on your love it. Nobody said that I'd be sipping.
We are back, Fubar Radio, and I'm joined by three kings. Negus are here.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up?
How's it going, guys? We were just discussing the meaning of Negus in Ethiopian is kings or rulers, right?
Yeah. That is correct, yeah.
So tell Pips and I, why are you guys kings? Why are you rulers?
Okay, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, we got this one.
I feel like the reason why we chose that name is because we try to do everything in a king-like manner.
So do I, actually.
Yeah, so literally everything that we do and everyone that we treat, we just treat them how everyone's supposed to be treated. Do you know what I mean?
You're nice to people.
Yeah, man, we're lovely.
You've obviously been brought up well, because that's exactly how you should live your life.
100%.
I think also as well, it's just about, you know, we believe that soon, one day, we're going to be kings of the game. So we want to, you know, do things in a king-like manner so that one day we can rule.
Okay. Yeah.
100%.
I feel like you see that have, of it, actually. You guys have rehearsed this, haven't you?
No.
Yeah.
They're just natural born leaders.
You could say that.
So, guys, very exciting time for you. Obviously, you just dropped Party's Over featuring SK.
That is correct.
Now, you do come across like you might be a bit naughty in the video. Okay.
I feel like we're also actors as well as musicians.
Okay.
We kind of put on a show for everyone.
Painting a story for people, you know what I mean?
Sure. So tell me. So in the video, just for the people who haven't seen it, it's already got over 30,000 views on YouTube and over 60,000 streams on Spotify. So
great.
Fair few listens. As long as it wasn't just all your three mums 60,000 times, then it should be fine. No, because that's incredible for dropping your first track.
Yeah.
And you all came from different areas as well, like producing. Who's the footballer?
Oh, I am Jay.
Oh, okay.
The blonde hair one.
Okay.
Blondie over there.
So
you've some skills.
You've kind of all come from different places, uni, football, producing, and decided to form this kind of collective.
Yeah.
And in this video, you guys are pretty hungover and you don't have any idea what's going on.
At all.
Obviously, I've never been in that scenario.
I wouldn't know what that feels like.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I wouldn't know anything about that. But I thought maybe you guys could give us some real life stories when that. Maybe the most embarrassing or the most, like, the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you when you've had a night like that before.
Weirdest thing.
That's a good one.
I'll go first on that one. I would say the weirdest thing that's happened to me is that when we've gone out on a night out to a club or something, then we've gone back to the after party and I've woken up the next morning and I'm being told stories of what happened and I'm like, wait, what?
So does that happen very regularly?
Oh! I wouldn't say regularly.
I tried to remember the nights that happened.
Is that for
myself.
Him? for
on his behalf. Yeah, on his behalf. Make sure he's out of trouble, you know?
So, realistically, in this day and age, though, you can't really get away from people's phones. So, I guess you do get the kind of recounting of what happened the night before.
Yeah. Snapchat tells 129 million stories.
Yeah. And most people have seen it by then.
Yeah. So you've obviously had some real life inspiration for this video, for this track. I'm sure much more to come as well.
Definitely. We're working. We work non-stop. Like literally,
from the looks of this video.
party non-stop, more like.
When we're not partying, we're working hard. Yeah. You know, we're writing together. We're in the studio, and just we're cousins as well. So literally,
cute.
We spend a lot of our time with each other. So yeah.
So what do your mums and dads and everyone? What do your family think? Are they like this is a good thing, or are they like, oh god?
Nah, they're all for it. They're all for it. They're very supportive.
Yeah, they're supportive. Very supportive.
Is it? But I'm more meant on the vibe of they've seen this video and they think, right, we're now going to see the inside of what they actually are doing when they say we're going to the cinema.
But that's when they're like, we're actors.
Did she?
Same. I have to look away or cover the eyes.
Did you get in trouble? Did anyone get actually told off?
No. Okay. They understand that it's
a form of acting.
Exactly. I was about to say they're acting.
I forgot you're professional actors.
You know, this doesn't happen in our normal lives. Yeah. It's just the acting life, you know?
So tell me about a bit more acting that you're going to be doing. Are you putting together any more songs? What's happening? Are you in the studio at the moment?
Yeah, we're literally working on something. Well, we've got so many songs recorded, but we're looking to release something towards the end of this year, maybe beginning of next year, for our SoundCloud fans. We're hopefully going to drop a video with that one as well. But yeah, we've just literally been working nonstop. Few things coming up soon, but nothing set in stone in terms of the acting in the acting world. But we've been in talks with some creatives at the minute.
I just want to see Hangover 5 with you guys. That's what I'm saying.
That would be amazing.
But it seems to be something that comes hand in hand now, doesn't it? Like the sort of creative medias are all linking to each other.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
And it did look like you guys were... It was like very sweet watching you because I felt like I kind of knew you.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's
I wanted good. To be like, guys...
rein it in.
But is it going to be a difficult choice between music and acting? That's what I want to know.
I feel like they come hand in hand.
Yeah.
And we could maybe do the soundtrack for the film that we're going to be in the future. You never know. It works hand in hand, you see.
Literally, you could just go out to the director and be like, guys, listen, we act, we can sing.
Straight.
We can spit bars.
And we're a family.
and literally, you only have to get my two mums, three mums. Like, everyone's in the same room at the same time anyway. It's fine.
It's all good.
So that's really exciting. You guys must be sort of living the dream at the moment with the fact that this song popped off so hard.
Yeah.
Did you expect it to, or was it kind of like...
I feel like the hard work that we put in, you always expect good things to come from the hard work that you put in, like to reap what you sow. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
this far, I don't know if we expected it to be this quick.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But we definitely thought, okay, we've been putting in the hours. You know, the universe will, you know, reward you. So we thought, okay, hopefully we will get some clout off of this. But we didn't know how quick it would come, and you know, the buzz that's being created at the minute is literally crazy, and like the support from everyone's just been immense. It's been crazy.
Sorry,
carry on.
I feel like we have such high expectations in ourselves that when people are telling us the numbers that we're doing as well, it's like, wow, like you lot are doing crazy numbers. But we're like,
our targets are like way higher.
Yeah, like, they're just trying to reach the stars, like, kind of thing, like, man.
What are the targets?
A million billion.
$1 million.
$1 billion.
That's the target. That's the target, man.
So, okay, if that, because that's a very good, I think that's a very good state of mind to be in. Yeah. Also, it's very good, exactly as you say, you're going to be acting like kings. Exactly. I mean, not like Henry VIII, because he was
like, he wasn't that nice.
I don't think he was very nice. No. And he, I think he had quite a lot of gout.
He was a bit of a pimp, though. He had a few wives.
That's true. And he killed them all. So, I'm not sure that's a road you guys want to go down.
No, at all.
But what would you say was next year's goal? What do you want to achieve when you see next year through?
After yesterday, we definitely want to be at the Mobos next 100%.
Year. 100%.
It was an amazing night, right?
Yeah,
it was amazing. Just seeing everyone, and the performances were all great as well.
It just feels like it's a really good time for the industry right now, and everybody's gassed, and everybody's, you know,
everyone's working together.
Yeah,
as well.
So many features and so many collaborations, man.
Oh, on that note, who would be the dream? Who would be the dream collaboration right now? Ooh. In this very moment right
I'm
now.
I'm not going to lie. It'll have to be Bane for me, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. I would say Notes right now. He's buzzing, man. Mm.
And his new EP is really sick. In fact, we were going to play a track from him later.
Which song? Which song
was actually
No Drama featuring Shaka.
Oh, yeah.
Love Shaka as well. Tiny Temper as well.
Yeah. Dope, guys. Yeah, for me, I would say probably either Notes or Bane. I think
it's
Notes might take it for me at the minute. Because he's doing six stars. He's doing bits at the minute.
The reason why you're saying
that's
Notes,
two versus one,
because he just dropped an album. Bane ain't dropped an album yet.
I wouldn't even say that. I'd say Notes is he's just come out of, not obviously saying Bane hasn't come out
quick.
Anything.
He's come up with so
he's
quick,
come up with so fast, but I do respect Bane because he's been doing it for a long time visually. Like he's started from doing different types of music, then moving into a different type of genre,
and
then going back to his genre with the Froze song, and then hitting back with the Young and Bestie song. Like, he's just doing all types.
He's doing
of genres.
A lot. He is. Yeah.
What's nice is that you guys are so gassed about people in your realm and in your industry, your peers and stuff.
It's very
different to how the music industry is suspected to be.
Yeah.
You know. Also, is there something in the fact that maybe you and Notes use the same 3E? I see that happening. Like, there's a link there. You guys are besties.
I came up with our name before Notes even blew up.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, it makes sense as well because it's three of you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Guys, just so you know, three of you makes sense.
Yeah.
You're welcome. No, but I thought because you guys know Notes anyway, don't you?
We don't know him personally. I met him actually at the Rated Awards.
Nice guy though, isn't he?
Young Philly. He's really nice. He's a really just a genuine guy. He seems.
Just all of the guys in the industry right now seem to be lovely.
Yeah,
that's what 100%. You want. Yeah, I'm a big fan of J-Hus right now as well.
Oh, J-Hus, his music, his musicality and his music is dope, man.
He's also like, I chatted to him at the Mercury Awards when I was doing the red carpet, and he came over and he's quite shy in real life. He's not shy, but like he's not like,
Is he reserved?
He's reserved, but he looks so cool. He was wearing all Alexander McQueen. I was just like, you are sick.
McQueen.
In terms of fashion, you guys have got quite a distinctive look. You all look sick. I love the vibe. Is there a deliberate thing, or are you just living your own lives and like hoping that it works?
Living your own life.
We just like fashion. From young, I've just loved fashion. And
who's your favourite designer?
Oh, myself. I
like it. Add that to the list.
You know, plan to start a clothing line soon, like in the next few years.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
And do you guys coordinate what you're going to wear? Do you like call each other and be like, right, what are we going to go for today?
No.
You just like rock up and it's like, boom.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. It just works. I think because we're cousins as well, So we got a little.
Do you share wardrobes and stuff?
Nah, not at all.
I'm the tallest, okay. So my clothes probably won't fit these guys.
That's true.
My clothes won't really fit these guys because I'm so slim as well.
So this isn't even useful, guys. I mean, I can try and borrow your clothes, but it probably wouldn't fit me either.
I've got a jacket. Maybe oversized look.
I'm vibing it, babe. Yeah? Right, I'm loving your look, so give me anything. I want to try your new.
She loves that.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love taking other people's clothes. It's great. Yeah.
Just be careful that she hasn't nicked anything before.
Yeah. Just check your pocket. So what's the plan until the end of 2017? Are you just going to be in the studio working on your release for the end of the year / jam?
Yes, literally.
Can you give us any info on that, or is it locked tight?
I would say the only type of info we can give is that it's a festive thing.
Oh, hang on a minute. Three Kings. Please say it's a cover of We Three Kings. We Three Kings of Orient. I don't even know the words.
Frankincense and myrrh.
Frankincense
and myrrh.
You'll see.
Yeah.
They're not saying no. That's enough. Like, we've got it's festive.
You're not saying it. They're not saying no.
It may well be a cover. I'm gunning for a cover of Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. We'll see. I mean,
that's interesting.
She does whistle sounds with a voice that I don't think either one of us can imitate. So.
I can't wait to hear you try, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody? I don't think anybody can do that. What she does.
Nah, she goes into like alien mode. Levels. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure for us as well. We're going to have a little listen now. If you guys want to introduce parties over, please, and maybe. Just for the future, okay, guys, be careful on those nights out. Oh. I want you to watch what you're doing. I know it was acting, but I'm a little bit worried.
We're just glad we gave you an experience.
Thank you. I'm good. Glad. Yeah. And it was very enjoyable, and it very much reminded me of things that I haven't done in the past. So do you want to give us a little introduction, guys?
Yo, what's up? It's Niggas Official. We're on FUBAR Radio, and this is our song, Party's Over.
Woo!
Slim fix, she a blessing. Baby, no, she bad, yeah, she flexing. She got her own bottles in her section. She paid the turret when she stepped in. Girl, you know who be my best friend. Call you up around when you're stressing. Body look good in that maxi dress. Whispered in my ear where we going next. Rah, 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 rah. The way your body rock, 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 rock. You got me going. Rah, 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 rah. You make me want you, my body want you.
The party's over. We stay drinking, yeah, we never sober. I thought I told ya. Where you going, girl, the night ain't over. The party's over. Stay drinking, yeah, we never sober. I thought I told ya. Where you going, girl, the night ain't over. Cause she likes to party. And we like to party. Cause she likes to party. And we like to party. Cause she likes to party. And we like to party. Cause she likes to party. And we like to party. Eyes just on you when you're stepping. Fine girl that I'm into from West End. Other man won't raise your direction. And me always finish first, never second. I'm cruising through the city in a foreign coupe. I'm skating, scaring bands on them avenues. I see you take your time in those Jimmy shoes. My mother raised me right, got my Jimmy suit.
Rah, 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 rah.
The way your body
rock, 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 rock.
You got me going.
Rah, 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 rah.
You made me want you, my body want you.
The party's over. We stay drinking, yeah, we never
we
sober.
We stay drinking, no, we stay drinking.
All I told ya, where you going, girl, the night ain't over.
Nah, 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 nah.
The party's over. We stay drinking, yeah, we never sober.
We stay drinking, no, we stay drinking.
All I told ya, where you going, girl, the night ain't over.
Nah, 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 nah.
She likes to
party,
and we like to party. Cause she likes to
party,
and we like to
party.
Cause she likes to party. And we like to party.
Rock, 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 rock.
She likes to party. And we like to party.
Why you tingle? Up the dee dang ding da. I do this all the time, it goes down. Oh, yeah. I go there for party, girls will be acting. Can you imagine? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But see, here comes a leader. Been long since I've seen her. How do I receive her? Cause I used to treat
she
her.
She said, yeah, we're winner.
Keep giving ginger. Man, I feel grateful, yeah, yeah.
I'm loving the atmosphere, I just need more love right now, nah. Yeah, yeah, tell the bartender to bring us some more para. Yeah, yeah, ooh, Esquiti, see me now when they know I stay busy. Guess we ain't G's if you ain't with me, but you can still keep it that back, fading me, oh, easy.
The party's yeah, yeah, over.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, guys. I'm joined by the lovely girly.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a bit injured.
Yes, you can't. I tried to make you get up, but she's actually like really hurt. You really hurt your foot. And I was like, yeah, should we stand up? And you were like, do you mind if we don't? And I was like, no, get up. Get up.
Oh, yeah. No, classic. I skateboard. And yesterday I stacked it on my skateboard, sprained my ankle.
Ow.
Yeah, you know, just comes with the hobby, doesn't it?
It comes with the territory of being very cool.
Oh, yeah, badass.
No, seriously, I've always wanted to skateboard, but I did, and I could only go to doing it on my bum. That sounds weird, like sitting on the skateboard.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And like putting my feet at the front.
Nice. Yeah,
I was like
yeah, yeah.
nine. Like, this is not like around. This yeah. is not like last week.
yeah. Last week I was.
But I did have a Simpsons skateboard.
That's mm-hmm. dope. That's really cool.
I had Bart Simpson on the bottom.
Nice.
So if you're looking for a new skateboard, yeah, yeah. I would recommend the up. Bart Simpson one. So you've had a massive year.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Feel OK EP came out at the beginning, sort of like March time, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
And that's actually when we've been trying to get you in the studio since then. Because
really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're massive fans. And then obviously the Hot Mess EP, which came out in October.
Yeah.
I really, really, really enjoy listening to your music.
Thank you.
A lot of people I speak to about it, it's just interesting. It's funny. You're making a joke out of you and everyone, and it's kind of like yeah. very inclusive and enjoyable to hear. But also the topics you're covering are something that's just needed to be talked about right now.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's becoming a thing where we won't need to talk about it, but yeah. I'm enjoying listening to you talk about it. And I wanted to know how originally you got into music and what made you decide to put this into song, as they say.
Yeah, I used to write short stories, and my parents are actors, and so I used to kind of go see them be on the stage and thought that was really cool. And then at school, yeah, from primary school, and I kind of would write, you know, short stories and entered competitions for, like, you know, that kind of writing. And then I was in choirs and stuff, but I kind of started actually thinking, oh, maybe I can do music as, like, you know, a life thing when I was like 15, because I was like in the middle, like slap bang in the middle of GCSEs. I had like a mid-teen crisis in a way, and was like, oh my god, this is sucking my soul, I need to do something which like I can just, you know, shout at a microphone and make music and make sound. And so I started a band, a really, really shit band. And if any of my old band members are listening, though, I love you. But, you know, we all know we were a bit shit.
I mean, let's be honest. There's not many 50... I mean, other than Hanson, there's not many 15-year-olds who can start a band at 15 and be sick.
And it'd be amazing. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That, you know, that reassures me.
Mbop is a big, you know, act to follow.
It is. We didn't quite make Mbop. But, and then after that, like, you know, I started doing on my own and making little beats at home, and then like singing, and just kind of became girly really from that, and then went to music college.
Oh, so you went to music and actually studied it. Did that sort of change you, or was it just sort of exaggerating what you already had inside?
No, I learned so much. It was a really cool music college. I went to a music college called Elam, which was basically like Chase and Status's like
sick
school. Yeah, like they set up this kind of, I guess, Brit school, but for East London, with a slightly more like focus on like producing and making urban music and stuff. And I went there and it was sick. And because we were the first year, there were like 70 of us, and we just like, they brought in like loads of crazy cool people, like, you know, loads of musicians and loads of, like, all the main A&Rs from Universal, and, like, loads of, like, just, we had, really, like, talks every week, and we had, like, loads of industry people come in, and it was, like, they used to spoil us. It was so cool. And through that, I just, like, networked and met my manager and, like, started doing loads of open mic gigs and stuff and just got, like, contacts through that.
Really. That's crazy.
Yeah, mad.
So who came in? Like, who's the best person that came in? Who was the most interesting person that came in too?
Oh, my God. There were so many. And, like, I mean, like, I remember, like, you know, the head of Universal came in and talked to us about that. But then they'd also be, like, you know, I think, like, Rita Ora came in and, like, we had loads of like different people from different areas
a
of the
spectrum
industry.
Of just like, yeah, it was incredible. So cool. Musicians,
yeah, like we'd have people from radio come in and then people who actually made the music and people who promoted the music, and it was just, you got to kind of see the whole industry. It was so sick.
And since making Feel Okay, obviously you joined Lethal Bizzle joined you on the lead yeah. track for that, which was sick.
We're
a big fan here. He's been on the show. Love Lethal Bizzle.
Yeah,
how did sick. You guys get together?
It was really random, actually. Like, so I made the track, made Feel Okay, with this producer called Distortion, and we'd made the song, and it was going to come out. And then
Distortion.
Yeah, Distortion. He's a legend. And he does loads of stuff with Lethal Bizzle.
Yes, yes.
And then they were in the studio, and from what I've heard, I think Distortion just played the song, and Lethal Bizzle was like, that's sick, I want to be on that. And then just, like, we got, my management got an email like, yeah, Lethal Bizzle wants to be on the song, and they were like, what? Like, that's so random. And then he ended up being on it, and it was sick. Yeah,
it's really mad. Sick. It's sick. Your music, so, in terms of like love and relationships and stuff, has so many interesting themes, because I think you very much say it, well, obviously you say it how it is because that's the style that is mm-hmm. seems to be coming out, but I just really enjoy the level of like, that's how most people think.
Yeah,
and you're listening, you're like, yeah, I've definitely had a period where I've thought like that. Do you feel like you just go through life and you're experiencing different things and you're just literally writing it down on paper, getting it out, and you're sort of then like moving on from it because you're able to like get it out of your system?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I always say that, like, I don't write a diary, I write songs, you know. Yeah. I like, when something happens to me, I just write it down exactly how it is and I put it out, because I think the music that I loved growing up, that was, it was always really brutally honest in a way that made you love, you know, the musician who was putting it out as well. And like, it gives it a personality, like people like Amy Winehouse and Lily Allen and Arctic Monkeys and Kate Nash, like all these British, you know, a lot of it was from Britain, all this British music, which was like brutally honest and was really like so relatable. You listen to it and think, oh, this person's like, you know, not saying something really vague, they're saying I got kicked out of a club in Lancaster on Saturday night, you know. It was like, yeah, things that you'd be like, oh, like, you know, that's happened to me, or, you know, just things that you kind of relate to on another level. And I always wanted to write lyrics and make songs that people could go, that exact thing has happened to me, I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, and you touch on subjects like sexuality and gender and politics, but does it annoy you that people bring that up? Does it annoy you that in interviews and when people talk to you about it, they're like, oh, so, you know, this is what you talk about, why? Because rather than asking you about it, I wanted to know if you feel that that's something that people always ask you and that you don't like to be always asked about that.
No, I love being asked about it, because I think... I mean, obviously, when I talk about things like that, it's just naturally me talking about things that have happened or I've experienced. But also, I think it's important to open up the conversation about those things, you know? Like, I think that gender and sexuality and feminism should be talked about more. And so it makes me really happy when people ask me about it, because I'm like, yay, I'm starting a conversation, you know? I'm making people talk about something they weren't before they listened to that song, or, you know.
And it seems as well like it's a way of getting people that wouldn't talk about it usually, because we talk about it a lot on my show. We have a lot of female artists come through, and we discuss, and male actually, a lot of the men that talk about themselves being feminists and how important it is to sort of like get rid of that thing where everyone's like, oh, feminist, that's so
yeah.
Like, and I feel like maybe that's what's happening with your music. You're kind of breaking the barrier where it's like no one has to feel awkward about talking about something that people for some reason feel awkward about talking about.
Yeah, 100%. Like, everything that I do, and, you know, sometimes at the shows, like, I've had shows where... So my DJ booth for my Hype Girl is a massive sanitary towel box.
Amazing.
That says girly for a less stressful period. It's like a rip-off of Body Form, so I hope they don't come for me. But, and, you know, like, I've had gigs where we've, like, hung... like 500 tampons from the ceiling and stuff. And like, a lot of the time I think there's a misconception that I'm trying to shock, and I'm not. I'm trying to make something that's taboo not taboo anymore, you know, like, you know, why are people so awkward about talking about periods? Or why, you know, because it happens to like half the world every month, or, you know,
more
like,
than half the world.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, same with feminism. Like, I think it's getting better, but still some people say that word with a kind of like, you know, hesitant, like, feminism.
And it's I'm a feminist, and it's like, oh, does that mean that you're gonna burn your bra and like have a go at me about being a man? It's like, not
exactly.
really.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a feminist. Oh, does that mean that, you know, you don't wear makeup and you don't, you know, like do certain girl things? You know, it's like, actually feminism just means wanting equality. It doesn't, you know, so I love opening up that conversation.
Yeah, it seems exciting as well. Right now a lot of female artists are coming through making great music and also talking about how much they love other female artists and other artists in general. Have you had that experience in the music industry? Do you feel like you're very well supported in terms of other artists around you?
I think yes and no. Like, I think more and more, like, I think the thing is, guys have always supported each other in the music industry, really. I mean, you know, sure, people have feuds and blah, blah, blah,
but it's
general,
natural. It's actually forced upon women, like, oh, you should, like, compete rather than... Yeah,
totally. Like, you know, and with guys, it's like all the lads, you know, messing around together with, you know, and that's on social media or on tours, you know, guys take guys on tour and, you know, that kind of, like, thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas with girls, it's always... It's like a bitch complex. It's like, no, you have to be the best woman. You have to be the hottest and the, you know, the most sassy and the best. And it's like, why can't we just support each other? And, you know, I've had more and more, like, women are supporting each other, which is great. And girls come forward and like, I love your music. And they make music. I'm like, you too. And it's so great. But, yeah, I've also had other female musicians completely, like, not want to have anything to do with me because they're just like, nah, like, you know, threatened or don't want to, you know. And it's that whole kind of bitchy thing, which I hate. Because I think, you know, we all, it never gets to a point where you're like, cool, no more music can be made now. It's like, you know, you can always make more. And
also, I think it stems from actually like, oh, shit, am I good enough? Like, maybe I shouldn't hang around with people because I'm not sure if I'm good enough.
Yeah, it's insecurity.
And if I'm not good enough, then if they're there as well making good music, then what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Whereas actually, it's the complete opposite. The more you sort of stand together and work together, the better the music will be.
Totally. Yeah. And the more, like, you know, also if you support each other and you share fans and you, like, you know, people love... I remember when I was... like 14, 15 and listening to music, and if I found out two of my favourite bands were friends, I would be so fucking excited about it. I'd be like, oh my god, you know.
That is
like,
weird, isn't it? Because I totally agree. I think that is so weird, but actually it's something you, because we're weirdly obsessed with people's private lives, that's why.
So obsessed.
It's like everybody is, and no one can say that they're not, because you're always interested about what's going on.
Yeah, who's hanging out with who, who's dating who.
Talking about other female artists, you did a gig with Alma XOYO. We love Alma. Absolutely sick artist.
Great. She's a legend.
And very fun. Like, we hooked up with her recently at Mighty Hoopla Festival, which was
I played that too.
Did you?
Yeah, I actually met her for the first time there.
She's sick, right?
She's epic. I was really drunk. It was really embarrassing. I just went up to her and I was like, dude, tell me about the hair dye that you use.
Yes.
And she was like, hi, I'm Alma. Oh yeah, I'm girly, by the way. Like, such a...
Well, it obviously went down
question.
Well.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. After that, I was like, Alma's never going to want to talk to me again. And she was like, come play a show. I was like, sick.
So how was it? How did it go down? Was it fun?
So great, yeah. She and her twin sister, they like play together. They're so fun.
They're both really nice, aren't they?
They're so great. And you know what? They had this tiny dressing room. There's only one dressing room at XOI where we played. And they let us share it with them, which was so nice. Like, me and DJ Kitty, who's my hype girl and my photographer, and, you know, it was a packed, it was tight, cozy dressing room, and she was like, yeah, come in, hang out, like, so nice. They're so cool, and they know how to party as well.
So did you have a late night that night?
Do you know what, we didn't actually go out with them. I can't remember what we did after that night. I did have a late night. I can't remember what happened.
Well, you obviously had a good time.
Yeah, obviously had a great time.
You only ever remember it if it's really, really, really bad.
Yeah, you're like, I know exactly what happened every second. Yeah, that's when it's been shit.
So it has been a massive year for you. Two EPs, which is a lot.
Yeah.
What's been the highlight for you?
I think after the Hot Mess EP came out, it's just been noticeable that more and more people have connected with that song and that message. And I just came off my first headline tour, which was crazy. Did like five dates and like sold out London and Leeds, which was so mad because I didn't expect, you know, you go on your first tour and you're like, there's going to be two people at every gig, and like, you know, then 500 people turn up and you're like, wow, I didn't even know this many people listen to my music. So that was so cool. The London show was mental. I wore a big dress made of like tutus, all pink tutus.
Amazing.
And like crowd surfed, and I just felt like a tutu warrior.
So you like fulfilled the dream of being like a rock star.
Yeah,
like,
felt quite rock star. Yeah. So it was good, and that was amazing. And then just like, I love like making the Hot Mess music video was great as well. Just like loads of me and my, you know, friends who skate, my sort of girlfriends who skate, put them in pink wigs skating around Shoreditch. It was pretty funny.
But it's dangerous. From what I've heard, you know, you can twist your ankle.
Can sprain your ankle.
I could have been in the video on, you know, skating around on my bum.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
That would have been really cool, I think. People have been like, she's cool, yeah, actually.
You do a kickflip, she's but doing from the bum. Like,
I've got a little game I thought we could play.
Let's do it.
It's the Hot Mess game. Nice. Now, when I think of Hot Mess, ooh, I think of food.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Because most things make me think of food.
Same. Oh my God, that was such a horrible laugh.
Oh no, babe, I've got the most horrible laugh, so I wouldn't worry about that. So in this game, I'm going to just give you some foods. Mm-hmm. And you can just tell me if you think they're a hot mess or not.
Okay.
These are like weird things that people actually eat in real life, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to kick off with the standard, and it's ham and pineapple pizza. Is that a hot mess or no?
I mean, I'm vegetarian, so I would okay, never so
let's,
eat a ham and
let's
pineapple
say
pizza,
like corn ham.
Okay, okay. So are we saying that hot mess is like, it's like if it's bad?
Yeah, hot mess is bad.
What do I say if I think it's great?
Like, I don't know, just
good
like
mess.
Fuck off or something.
Fuck off. ham and pineapple pizza, fuck off.
Actually, let's say hot mess is the good thing, because okay, I think that's yeah, better, because we love hot mess the
love
song.
Hot so messes,
so
yeah,
hot mess is a good thing, and okay, then fuck off is the other
is
thing,
bad.
Okay?
Okay?
So ham and pineapple is hot mess.
Hot mess.
Okay, sick. This is another sort of standard one that people like, but I think it's vile. Peanut butter and jelly.
Hot mess.
Yeah, you like that,
yeah,
do you?
No, I
not
do
for me. Peanut butter makes me feel very ill. This is weird, uncomfortable. Cheetos, you know, those American things.
Yeah.
And milk, like cereal.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good, good, good. I'm glad we're on the same level on that. French fries dipped in milkshakes.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I can't stand
it's,
that. Oh
I can't God. I can't stand it because I don't like the residual salt that would lie on the top of the... Mm. Yeah, yeah.
No, my friend does that and I just can't... I have to walk away every time she does it.
This is an interesting one because I guess it depends if you like ketchup.
Okay.
Popcorn with ketchup.
Oh, I like ketchup, but fuck off.
Yeah, no, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's not a good
it's
combo.
Disgusting, right?
That's weird.
Thank God.
I don't like ketchup in like you know in
weird places.
Places
I agree
like ketchup with ketchup-y things you know
I agree with that
like
100% yeah like I'm very limited with my ketchup usage but when I use it I'm like this is lovely
yeah yeah yeah
but if you try totally. And like bring it in on
yeah,
like
don't fuck with that
crisp sandwiches
oh hot mess
yeah hot mess 100% What would be your crisp of choice?
I mean, salt and vinegar is my ultimate jam, but
yeah.
I also like prawn cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't had prawn cocktail in a long time.
Yeah,
also, prawn cocktail's pink, it suits
yeah,
you, it's
yeah.
with the vibe.
But then also, if we're going really weird, like Monster Munch.
Oh my God, pickled onion.
Yeah, pickled yeah, onion. Yeah, yeah.
That's not weird, that's 100%
yeah.
normal.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Crisps and chocolate, but eaten at exactly the same time.
Mm, hot mess.
Yeah, boy.
That is so good, so good.
And this is a personal question, really, because this is something that I really like. Gherkins with fish and chips.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh,
I, like,
we
you know
nearly
that,
got there as well,
I
me
know,
and you.
I mean, we could have been friends. But you know that you know, long, age-old argument, like, with the McDonald's thing where it's like gherkins or no gherkins.
Are
like,
you no gherkins?
I'm no gherkins.
Oh, sick. So we can go to McDonald's together and I'll have your gherkins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
certainly.
Actually works really well.
Okay, fine. Easy.
When you think
yeah.
about it like that, because
yeah, yeah.
I then get double gherkins and you get no gherkins.
Perfect.
That is
yeah.
so weird that you don't
scratch
like gherkins.
Your back, you scratch mine. Yeah.
I mean, you're getting nothing from this. I'm getting everything.
Literally.
Oh, yeah, no, but I think we can still be friends as long as we just go to McDonald's when we eat stuff, because
okay.
then
yeah,
we'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Babe, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you
yeah.
so much for popping by.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry
so
for
nice.
The really weird game.
Love it. No, I'm into it. I really want some crisps and chocolate.
Yes, I would love to have a crisp sandwich at this point.
Literally.
With followed by like a caramel dairy milk. Anyway.
Nice.
Girlie, wicked. Thank you. Love
thank
the EP.
You.
What's coming? Have we got anything exciting happening next year? Is there something that we can look forward to?
Just loads of new music. Like, I'll have new music out in February. I think we're going to go on tour in, like, April time, another tour, UK tour, and then probably play some festivals, maybe go to America, I don't know.
Oh my God, so everything. Make sure you get some good sleeps at Christmas.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to binge watch Stranger Things at Christmas.
Oh yes.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
Neither have I, thank God.
I feel so missed.
I feel very anxious. Yeah. Every time I see it, I'm like, stop.
Social anxiety, when anyone starts to talk about it, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I just push them away from me. Well, we're going to play a bit of Hot Mess. Will you introduce it for us?
Yes. I'm Girly, and this is my song, Hot Mess.
Woo!
I'm all messed up. I'm messy, I'm messy, I'm all messed up. I'm messy, I'm messy, I'm all messed up. I'm messy as a boy and I don't give a fuck.
Walk into the room with my skirt tucked into my shoes. I skated here, I'm sweating, had a good day, how about you? Let's talk about things, damn game plan, hey Stan, why you talking over me? Chatting shit, I'm not a kid, well this is patronising. Then you explain that you studied this at uni, so you'd know more than me about the thing that paid for my phone.
Even write her in songs.
Open up my mouth and rap some fiction poems, bro. But all that you can focus on is my makeup and clothes. I don't have perfect skin, I don't live in fairy tale land. Stop telling me to grow some balls, I'm happy as a woman. Also on that subject, maybe you should change your look. Your presentation's fluffy and this time you really took this whole thing seriously, do you really want success? Just cause I'm a girl, I think that you think you know best.
Let's be honest, I do.
They say I'm a
there.
Like it.
How sick is that song?
It's really, really catchy. I'm going to be humming it all evening.
It's called Hot Mess. It's from her EP Hot Mess that has just come out in October.
I kind of feel I can really connect with that song.
Yeah, she's lovely. So that was my chat with her. She came in the beginning of this week. She's a really nice person. I've got a lot of excitement for her career.
Exciting feelings for her.
Yeah. That sounds weird though.
Does it?
Exciting feelings sounds weird, does it not? I just basically said the wrong way around. I was like, I'm excited for her. I think she's got a lot coming. You know?
I like it.
So we're going to go back to music news and reviews now.
Oh, great.
What a lovely lot of guests we've had today.
I know. I really enjoyed...
Negus were lovely, weren't
Negus
they?
Negus were amazing.
It was just so
what a
nice.
Good vibe.
And Cherry V was obviously fantastic.
She was brilliant. I loved our little chat about cocktails and perfume.
I mean, yeah, on a new music show.
Yeah.
That's what I love, though, about this show, is that we talk a lot of stuff that is completely irrelevant and just interesting.
And it's, you know, and it works.
It works.
It's radio gold.
So I wanted to tell you a little bit about... on the show, we've... had Cointreau on a few times because I'm a big fan. Obviously, I told you earlier, I like margaritas and it's perfect in a margarita. But they've just released this thing that's really sick. I'm going to plug it now because I actually really like it and I've got a bottle of myself at home. They basically released this, they launched the Golden Age Cocktails limited edition bottle.
Right.
And it's like, it kind of looks like old school Paris, Parisian. Here's a picture of it. We'll tweet a picture of it out as well.
Yeah.
It's old school Parisian. Like it's like when they had the alcohol ban. And it's that kind of decade of like very gorgeous bottles, lavish. And they've released it and it's limited edition. So you can't, I don't think it's available for long, but it's like a Christmas special. So you can go and get it at Selfridges and stuff. It's only 30 quid.
Like it. Is it the same Cointreau inside, just limited edition bottle, or is it got a new flavour?
Well, I think it's the same Cointreau, but it's I just want to check, it's just the bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like an Art Deco bottle, because I think they've already released Cointreau Blood Orange this year, which was a slightly different taste, which was really good as well. But this one's just sort of celebrating the golden era of drinking, which was when you weren't really allowed to do it.
This is a good Christmas shopping.
Yeah, well, it's just I definitely have in the past given Cointreau to my mum for Christmas because it's actually. Have you ever drank it on its own?
No,
oh,
I
it's
can't
yummy.
Say I have. Is it? What, do you have it on the rocks?
Yeah, you can do. It's just like really orangey, citrusy, yummy. But I love citrus. It in a margarita. Cheeky marga.
Yeah, you love your cheeky margs, don't you?
You can also make things like white ladies and sidecars. There's recipes online. And the Cointreau Frizz, of course, which is their special one, which you do with...
I like that one.
Cointreau lime... Yeah, we've had a fair few of those, haven't we?
Yeah.
Cointreau lime juice and sparkling water. Good for you, if anything.
I know, that's got all... That's like one of your five a day.
At least seven of your five a day. Not one, seven. Let's give it a healthy dose of five a day.
I love it.
So I was going to tell you this story.
Go on.
And you were asking me about it a minute ago, but basically, so I went to Dubai.
Yes, this is for your holiday. Tell me about it.
It was lovely. But we went up the Burj Khalifa.
Right.
Which is the tallest building in the world.
Yeah, I mean, how tall though?
It's 830 something feet. So it's nearly, I need to get the exact dimension, but it's like ridiculously, like disgustingly high.
Did you not feel a little bit
vomity? Oh. Yeah, 100%. So we did the thing where you go actually all the way to the top. Well, the top level that you can go to, because obviously you can't sit on the pinpoint.
No, that would be quite uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah. But we went up right to the top, which is called like the sky bit. And it was actually... Because Dubai is quite interesting because it's like... It's very new.
Yeah, it's man-made.
Yeah.
Which
is weird, but amazing. It's beautiful.
I've never been, so I can't... But I've seen it from above, from a plane. I've only ever passed through the airport, but I'm...
That was
so what
literally
was the view like?
That was literally probably the same exact view that I got because that's how high I was.
Oh, so you were you in the clouds?
Yeah, so what you do is you go up and you don't... What's weird is you're inside the lift and you can't... Not like other ones where you can see yourself going up, so it's a bit better because you don't... Because I think actually you'd probably be very vomity if you got to the top having looked all the way up. You know like you do at the Sushi Samba and stuff?
Yeah.
You see out and that makes me feel a bit...
Has it got a glass floor?
No.
Oh, God.
No, because it is serious
that would have given me the heebie-jeebies.
It's height. I want to find out, Abby, can you just put up exactly how high it is? I think it's... I want to say it's like 829 metres, and then the antennae is a little bit more as well.
It's like the same again.
Pretty horrible.
That is big.
So I went up and we had a lovely time. They invited us to go to the top. We got a little snack when we got to the top and a little juice.
Love it.
But the best part of it, right? So we were walking around. I thought, I'll have a picky so I can post it on my social media to say thank you because they kindly gave us the tickets to go to the top. And it was one of those scenarios where you're in a sort of tourist situation and it's like, you know, like when you're at Disneyland or you're at somewhere and it's like, you know, you get those classic couples photos. Number one, I was with my mum.
Yeah.
Number two, she had absolutely zero interest in being in the photo with me. So I did it on my own.
How did she, did mum, was mum photographer?
No. This was a woman at the top of the Burj Khalifa, yeah?
Right.
So she was employed as a photographer and I thought, this is normal. I'll just go and have a pose, whatever.
And you bear love in a good mind, pose, don't you?
Love a good pose. Bearing in mind, this area that you're standing in is tiny, yeah. Right? So there's probably another 30 people in the area. So I think one shot, quick snap, and we'll rush off. No, not incorrect. That's not what happens when you have your photo taken at the Burj Khalifa.
What happened?
So she was like, okay, and she was very direct. She knew what she was going to tell me to do, and she absolutely told me like a teacher. She was like, okay, put your hand on the wall. Take your hand off the wall. Put your hand on your hip. And I was so entranced by her instructions that I ended up doing a full prom night Sweet 16 photo shoot on the top of the Burj Khalifa.
I have to see these images. Where are they?
I haven't even put... We're actually going to post one on the FUBAR Twitter,
yes,
right now, that Abby has kindly edited to make me look even more stupid than I already do. But basically, she was like, get on the floor. And I was like, sorry? She was like, get on the floor. And I was like, okay. She wasn't mean. She was a very nice woman.
Yeah.
But she just had that level of authority in her voice that I just did. And
you just did exactly what she
producer
said.
Producer Nat was like, why... would you just get on the floor when someone says get on the floor? And I was like, I don't really know, but I think I would do it for most people that say get on the floor. Don't take that to mean that every time I see anyone, they should.
This is going to be my new game.
Yeah. So I did get on the floor and she was like, leg out, leg up, leg up, leg round. And I was like, oh my God, please let this fresh hell end.
This woman knows how to achieve a photo shoot.
Yeah, but if I was 16 and going to my prom, I would have been chuffed, but I wasn't. I was on the top of the Burj Khalifa with 30 strangers who were obviously looking...
What were they doing at this point? Were they snapping as well? Were they...
Hopefully not pictures of me looking like a complete idiot, but they were all just taking their own photos. And this woman was very nice, and they lovely people at the Burj sent me all the photos, so I've got the memories. And you also get those classic ones where you're like pretending to sit on a wall, and it's actually the background. They change the background and like superimpose
you. Oh, they green screened you.
Oh yeah.
What did they put in the background?
The Burj Khalifa. Like you're sitting on the outside of it. It's actually made me trip out a bit. Like in the middle of the sky. But anyway, yeah, so that's what happened when I went up the Burj Khalifa. They took a full photo shoot of me and I felt like a 16-year-old, sweet 16.
But you also hashtag loved it.
I loved every second of it.
Yeah.
But as I was sat there, I was like, even my mum was a bit embarrassed. And my mum doesn't get, like, she's like me, but 10 times louder. And she was a bit like, okay, shall we go?
She wasn't tempted to hop in.
She was like straight down 829 metres to get out of the building.
So is it one of those ones where you get in the lift and it's like tummy turning?
Yeah, you get in a lift and you go one lift, and then you have to get out of that lift and go in another lift to go to the next level. Abby's put loads of photos up on Twitter, so
okay,
go and find them.
I'm going to go and find them immediately.
They're pretty hilarious.
Desperate to see them.
Pretty hilarious. But I mean, I rocked it out. I was wearing my ASOS silk pajamas.
Oh my goodness gracious me! Look at you.
Yeah, ASOS silk pajamas.
Look at these hot. Look, this is like a little hot sauce.
But I don't think I had full experience of a sweet 16 photo shoot.
Well,
so
I feel like you have now.
Yeah.
You look great in these.
I
love them.
I look deeply uncomfortable at the top of a very tall building. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
You're posing it.
Yeah, of course I was. I didn't want to look, you know, they've got those on their system.
Didn't want to look grumpy, did you?
She tried to sell me a leather-bound print out of it. I was like, I 100% don't think that's appropriate because I look stupid. But...
I loved
the whole experience, and they were so, like, Dubai, they're just lovely. Like, the whole staff and the whole place was so nice. They looked after us, even though me and my mum got completely lost and went up the wrong entrance, and everybody going up the special tour had to wait for us.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's the kind of, you know, I do that the whole time. Yeah. I always get lost. But you're a tourist, that's what you do.
I mean, how you get lost in like a 823 feet tall building, I don't know.
In a lift shaft.
Yeah. two square meter room in a lift, and I get lost. It was lovely, and they were really nice. But I absolutely fulfilled my dreams.
Was that was that the highlight of your trip?
I would say so. Yeah, the highlight.
I love it. Stop.
Do you know, also fun fact for you? They're building a bigger building in Dubai right now.
Can they get much bigger though?
Mm-hmm. Apparently so. Oof. It's going to be a spike that like hits planes as they're flying past.
That's going to be dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right? This is quite exciting.
Go on, hit me.
Elton John and Beyonce are rumoured to be getting involved with the new Lion King film, the soundtrack. Now, I'm not that much into remakes of amazing classics. Cartoons like that, but...
That would be epic.
Obviously, Elton John did the original.
Yeah, well, so he's got to come back and do
and
the...
And Beyonce is just... That's just next level. Two incredible musicians.
And we know how much you love a bit of Bebe.
So I'm thinking, actually, I feel okay about it. How do you feel about it?
I feel excited to see it. I mean, could you imagine if they did a duet?
Oh, shoot me down.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
That's where you're going with
that's where I'm going.
What's your favourite Elton John song?
Oh, Crocodile Rock.
Oh, yeah, that's a tune.
It's one of my favourites.
In a weird way, I really like Candle in the Wind, but also Rocket Man.
Rocket Man is so good. Rocket Man and Crocodile Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I used to remember dancing around the kitchen to Crocodile Rock since I was like a tiny bean.
You are a little tiny.
Yeah, I haven't grown.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with that. You're very gorgeous. Small
thanks, babe.
Lady. I'm small as well.
And you're also very gorgeous too.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Especially in that hot sauce suit at the top of the Burj Khalifa.
Well, if you don't mind.
Check it out. And it is Fubar Radio for the pictures if you just tuned in.
Don't do that. It is actually pyjamas.
Proper PJs. Mm-hmm. Not like your day PJs.
They're silk pyjamas.
But they're
too good to not wear out. You can actually still find them on the ASOS website, ASOS White. Go check them out.
I will.
Do you like Frank Ocean?
I do like Frank Ocean.
So apparently he's got another album. But he's like, oh, I've got another album, by the way.
No biggie.
Like, when are you dropping it? Another Jay-Z and Beyonce situation.
Well,
it's like, don't give me anything unless you're going to give me actual facts about what's happening.
But it's the tease. Who doesn't love the tease?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
And you know, Drake's just had a pop-up shop in London. Yeah?
I did not know that.
So he has two shops, one in Toronto, one in somewhere in America, or maybe two in America. And it's the OVO brand, his brand.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask your opinion.
Go on.
So there was some people queuing. A guy, 20-year-old guy called Zach, queued for 17 hours and spent £600 and thought he was going to faint by the time he got his piece of clothing. Is there anyone or anything that you would queue for 17 hours to pay £600 to buy their merch?
No. I wouldn't queue for 17 hours really for anything.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I mean, I probably wouldn't even, you know... No. I'm
Do you
thinking
know what I mean?
Like even if you had to wait that long to get a child out, just no.
Still then you're like just get it out.
Yeah.
Just get it
I
out.
Listen. Well done, this guy Zach, because he's probably really chuffed with all of his merch.
Is he though, or is he really
but how
tired?
How did he go
still?
To the loo? How did he eat anything? I mean, poor guy.
He slept overnight.
That must have been frozzelated.
I just don't think there's anything that would make me do that.
I think we should try and find something. The thing is that it's the then spending £600. It's just not for me.
But remember, you're in a daze. You've been there 17 hours. You don't know what you're doing.
I'd queue if they were going to give me a free flat, you know, or like if,
right,
you know.
Okay.
I'd queue it. Yeah, do you know what I mean? If
you're
like
queuing
a once
to actually
in
spend
a lifetime.
And it's like not like a couple hundred quid. It's like that's nearly
that's a lot of money to
that's
spend.
That's the other side of 500 quid, you know?
That's like a whole flight to. The other side of the world.
That's there
that's
and
half,
back.
That's half your round world the ticket.
Crikey.
Crikey Mikey.
Well, do love Drake though, so you know.
Well.
Merch looks sick as well. Just get it on eBay for £1,000.
I know, yeah.
That's like.
Just from the comfort of your own home.
I think I'd probably rather save up the extra £400 and do it from home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Get it on eBay when it's like twice the price.
Or just.
Not buy it at all.
Not buy it.
Yeah. Or make your own. Just get a blank jumper and write OVO on the front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah? We're going to play a special song now that is one that you have brought in.
Yes.
Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about it?
Yeah, I'm really excited to play this. So Gorgon City, they are an amazing DJ duo and producers.
Of course, we've like massive.
They're huge. So I actually went to university with Matt, with one of them. So.
Oh. Claim to fame.
Pick
up all those names you're dropping, Pips.
He's one of my oldest pals, and And it's funny because having watched, you know, he's always been the sickest DJ, and from like being like zipped around because we studied together, being zipped around on the back of his bike with all of his vinyl records and going to gigs with him from the age of like 18, and then seeing where he is now, literally being like flying around the world on private jets, doing massive sellout tours all over the world. I'm so, so proud of him. Anyway, yeah, and obviously Kai as well. So there's Matt and Kai, Gorgon City, and they're absolutely smashing at the moment. They've got Kingdom Radio, which is a great weekly show. They've also, they just are doing some great remixes at the moment as well. And this is the latest one. It's actually their new new label called Realm. And yeah, it's all very exciting. It's called Primal Call. It's basically fresh off the back of their massive Duke Dumont collaboration, which is called Real Life. And yeah, I'm excited to play it for you. I think it's quite long. It builds up, but it's like a proper dance
anthem,
dance house anthem, and it's really uplifting, and it's in true Gorgon City style. So I hope you enjoy it.
Let's have a listen. massive new tune from Gorgon City there.
Primal Call. I love it. I love them.
We sadly, because we're nearly at the end of the show, had to cut it a bit short, but we'll be playing it full length on another week because it's a really sick tune. I really like them.
They're brilliant. They're smashing it. I'm so proud of them.
It must be lovely for you to be matey with them and like see their progression and how exciting it is.
It's just, you know, when you're just really happy for someone and for, you know, you're just really like, you've seen your mates work so hard for such a long time and they really deserve, they're super talented and they deserve all the success. That's them.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
What a nice way to end the show, talking about lovely things like that.
Yeah.
And you had a subject that you wanted to bring up as well, didn't you?
I mean, I can't not mention, because I think this is really exciting news for several reasons. Royal wedding.
Yes.
Big news this week.
So I always imagined I would meet Prince Harry. My phone's
ringing. Is he calling you?
Hello,
is
that Harry? I always thought I'd meet him, but before he like became, I mean, it's not like I'm single and I'm ready to mingle, but yeah, I did feel a little bit like, oh, okay, so that's definitely not going to happen now then for me.
No. Probably not, babe.
But I think Meghan is well fit.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers. I like her.
I'm a big fan. I don't know a lot. My mum rang me and she went, what's she like then? I was like, I don't know her, mum.
Love that.
She just presumed because I work in the music industry and I'm a presenter. She's like, so what's Meghan Markle like? I'm like, probably really nice. I'm guessing from the 10-second clip I've seen of her.
Because have you ever watched Suits? Have you ever watched the show?
I haven't started watching it, but I'm really excited to.
I haven't watched it either.
Apparently it's really good.
And I still love her.
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
So very exciting. I love Prince Harry. I've always loved his
he's my favourite.
Yeah, 100%. Because he's the one, he's always been like a bit naughty. He's absolutely lived out, had a horrible thing happen to him when he was so young and lived out that grief in the public eye, which I respect massively because it must have been really difficult to do.
Absolutely.
And now he's found happiness, which is just fab.
And I think that's the thing. He deserves to be happy. And it's great that he's found Meghan, and I'm very happy.
And it's obviously a big deal because the Queen's sister wasn't allowed to get married to that man because he was divorced.
Yeah,
and Meghan's been divorced, and that is now not a problem. And I think that to me is such a huge progression. And
yeah,
it's
progress. It's sign of the times, and I just think we're living in a completely different world. And actually, everyone needs to be forward thinking, and I think he's got a shot of blinder there. Love it.
He's amazing. And also, it's just nice to see him happy.
Yeah.
And it seems like they are, when you actually, I don't know why, like when you watch the video, obviously you can't tell anything from things like that, but they genuinely look like deeply in love.
I know, there was a lot of looking into each other's eyes, which as a newly engaged person is, it does happen.
Here she is again, bringing up the engagement. I'm only joking, it's going fantastic that you're engaged.
I also really liked her ring and the story behind her ring.
I mean, would you have not liked the ring? Like, there was no way that ring wasn't going to be sick.
I know, it's amazing. I think he did really well to get the stone from Botswana and then use two stones from Diana's jewellery. A great one, Harry.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, big up. Because I think also, can I just say, Meghan, she hasn't really like, she's not like flashing him about, like social mediaing him. She's been low-key.
Oh, no. Well,
they're really
can't.
In love. Anyway, we've got to go now because it's the end of the show.
Oh.
Thank you so much for joining me again, Pips.
I want to come back again.
Please do.
I just
all
love
the
it
time.
Here. Thanks very much for having me.
Please go home this time, though. Don't wait outside.
Are you sure I can't just camp out again?
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. We're not selling OVO t-shirts, so.
Are you sure? But I've saved up £600 to buy some.
Just give me the £600.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everybody. This is No Limit G-Eazy featuring ASAP Rocky and Cardi B.
Bye.
City on fire, bitch lying on me. time drill. If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I fuck three times, I'm a wifer. It ain't safe for the black or the white girl. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man pipe up, nigga pipe up. And it bands from the safe in your face when you say money bands turn the shit into a nightclub.
Fuck him, then I get some money. Yeah. Fuck him, then I get some money. Yeah. Fuck him, then I get some money. Yeah. Fuck him, then I get some money. I need face, I need brain.